I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. While in Ireland for the world meeting of families this weekend, Pope Francis will be meeting with survivors of sexual abuse. The Vatican Press Director Greg Burke stated that whether or not any information about the meeting is released to the public will be up to the survivors. While the Pope wants the focus of the trip to remain on family, he will be speaking about the abuse in at least one of his speeches. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. Cohen will plead guilty in federal court to charges that include campaign finance and bank fraud and tax evasion. As a part of the deal, he has also agreed to cooperate with the government. The deal comes a day after prosecutors showed signs that Cohen would be charged by the end of the month. Microsoft announced that they have uncovered new Russian hacking attempts that were targeting U.S. political groups. A group tied to the Russian government was found to have created fake websites that seemed to spoof the Hudson Institute and the International Republican Institute, both conservative organizations. Three other fake sites found were made to look like they were associated with the U.S. Senate. The hacking is similar to the attacks during the 2016 election and appeared to be aimed at, quote, disrupting democracy. Russian officials called Microsoft's claims, quote, unfounded. As scrutiny over the clergy abuse scandal continues, Cardinal Roger Mahoney has canceled his appearance at an annual fundraiser for the Diocese of Salt Lake City, Utah, on September 6th. The cardinal, who was the head of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles from 1985 to 2011, had years ago been accused of covering up abuse allegations against over 45 priests. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, two priests in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia have been found, quote, unsuitable for ministry. Father Andrew McCormick faced accusations of sexual abuse of a minor, and Monsignor Gregory Parlanti had been charged with drug possession. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.